I'm Jim Tevenin in the studio with me today. A familiar voice here on Spokane Public Radio's Northwest Arts Review, Denny Carman. Good afternoon, Denny.
Hey, thanks for letting me come back.
And across from us is a new face and voice here, Cherie Ross. Good afternoon, Cherie.
Afternoon. Thanks so much for having me here.
And Cherie, maybe I'll get the ball rolling by asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself. This is kind of the elevator speech of who I am, and
okay.
And also maybe when you first got seriously interested in art.
Okay, I'm Cherie Ross. I just got married to my husband Antoine Ross in July 20th. We have three boys, and we're just we love each other so much. And first and foremost, I'm such a family person, and so that comes first. And with my art, we just started a business. It's called Pyrofine Arts. And what we're trying to do is, like, my one-year plan is I really want to get these classes going. And then 5 years from now, I really want to have enough materials to start doing ceramics and just clay work with the kids and oil painting and, like, just various mediums.
And is there a medium that you prefer, or do you kind of spend a little bit of time with one and move on to the other? And
I bounce a lot because I can't, like, I love oil and what you can do with it, the oil paints. So that's a lot more time consuming, though, and it takes a lot more time between layers.
A lot of drying time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's a lot more time consuming compared to, like, watercolor. Like, if I want to just go out and just bring my watercolors, I have it right there. It could just get going on it. So I bounce between watercolor, acrylic, marbling. I'm really obsessed with marbling right now. I love it. It's so much fun. And I do ceramics. I do just a bunch of stuff. I work with a lot of different mediums.
Can you let them know what that marbling is, exactly how that works?
Yeah, marbling. Well, I picked up a kit from the Spokane Art Supply. It's these, like, little $1.99 paints, and they sit on the top of the water surface. Mm-hmm. And what you can do with those is you just drop a bunch of paints on top, and it's called throwing stones. So you'll do that process, and then you dip a piece of paper on top of that, and it picks up. It's a transfer. But I'm more into right now Ebru. It's called Ebru, E-B-R-U. It's Turkish marbling, so it's a bigger process than just the regular paints you pick up at the Spokane Art Supply. You have to get carrageenan, and you have to mix this big liquid. It's really viscous, and you have to prepare that. Then you have to prepare your paper with alum and coat it with this alum, and then you prepare your paints, and you mix those with, ox gall, and then water in your paints. So it's a bigger process, and I really like it, though, because you get a lot more paint for your money, and you can tailor it to kind of what you want to do more. But that's – oh, same process also with the $1.99 paints is you just take the – what is it called? What is that called, Denny?
What's that?
It's a – you spatter the paint on top of the surface.
I'm blank.
You just
spatter
the paint.
Spatter the paint.
Yeah, you spatter the paint on top of the surface called throwing stones on the same thing, and yeah. it actually sits on top of the water surface because it's less dense in the water. So that's what I'm into right now. We're coating boxes with that. So I figured out that it doesn't have to just be a flat object. You can put 3D objects into the marbling liquid, mm-hmm. and it coats the entire surface. So me and my husband are doing that right now. He's a carpenter, and we've just been working together to create.
He does beautiful work, too.
Oh, yeah.
He does woodwork.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I love his stuff.
So he's a finished carpenter and a woodworker as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Beautiful work. And the first time we met, I had Cherie live paint for me. That was probably, a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
So her live painting is amazing, too. She's an amazing artist.
Thanks, Jimmy.
I can't paint as fast as you do. I'm slow, so beautiful work.
Thank you, Jenny.
Now, you went to school for art, or are you self-taught, or is there a mixture of things in there?
Both. Okay. I've always, since I was in fifth grade, I could draw, I've been drawing and picking up things to create things with. But I really, when I went to school, I got my associate's at North Idaho College. And when I went to school, it just really fine-tuned what I could do, and it gave me a bigger variety that I could add to what I create with. Mm-hmm. And educated me on things I didn't know. It really hones in on your skill, mm-hmm. you know, more than just doing it free, like on your own. It just, you get to work with different minds, and I really love that. And we created these, what was it? North Idaho College Aspiring Artist Club there. We got that going, and now they have a booth at the Art on the Green every year. So that was good. Mm-hmm. I loved the whole college environment. It's different than just being on your own in your studio, you know? So yeah.
That's pretty good.
Just a variety.
And so you work with clay as well?
Yeah.
She does everything.
All right. Well,
she
great.
Is just talented.
Kind of all over the place. It's kind of like a, but you know, like the jack of all trades, master of none. I tried to steer away from that, and I'll try to pick up one medium and really master that for a while before I just bounce and go all over the place. So right now we're focusing on marbling, mm-hmm. and I'm also doing like commission projects, but I'm really trying to focus on marbling right now.
All right. Very good.
Thanks.
Now, is your work on display in...
No, I'm probably going to be getting into Suga downtown.
Well, there's a chance that we've been talking, there's a chance that she might be coming to a studio, maybe at Suga. They're making a decision on it right now, which she'll display there and you know, other places, probably many mm-hmm. places.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, very good.
I would like, if you don't mind, ask a question. Right now, Sheree started, she's going to be teaching at Suga. Here soon, but I put a call out for artists to teach at the Northeast Youth Center, and she was one of the first ones that got a hold of me, and she started classes Tuesday?
Yes.
She's teaching the kids at the Northeast Youth Center, and I don't know if you want to talk about that, what you're planning there, or the kids?
Oh, yeah. The kids are super, super excited about it. I've been having, like, the first class, we didn't really get into too much. It's the just started. But I brought some of my marbling things and did just a quick demonstration. And I went over, like, a little video with them. And I wanted to know first, before I started presenting what I want them to know, I wanted to get to know what they want to do. They really, really want to get into sculpture. Really, like, the majority of them want to start doing sculpture. Probably, like, 85% of them want to start that. And so what I really want to do is get that going there, and then I showed them a little bit of the marbling, and they really want to do the sculpture and kind of marry marbling and sculpture together and put marbling on the surface of a sculpture they make. So they're really excited, and I just want to see how far that goes. We're trying to figure out the materials and everything right now.
What are the ages?
9 and 12. Okay. 9 and 12 for my group, and mm-hmm. then they have 5 and 7.
I think there was like 5, 6, and 7. We got 3 teachers going right now. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, between 9 and 12, that's a good age.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they're so fun.
Yeah, they're sharp enough that they can be really creative and actually have some understanding of rules of the trade and boundaries and all that.
Yes. This kid, He was telling me stuff that I don't even know about. It was great, you know? They're just little sponges, and they're not like... I'm really glad about the group that I got, because the 5 and 6-year-olds, they'll just kind of be all over the place, mm-hmm. you know? And they're just experimenting, but this group really kind of has an idea of what they want to know already, and I can help them out. So it'll be a good time.
All right.
Yeah, and she's also starting with the teaching, and your own... Maybe you already talked about your business.
Yeah.
She's going forward with their business too, to teach
mm-hmm.
and everything. So
yeah, I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/pyrofine, and I have a lot of commission projects I'm working on right now, and then the classes. But ultimately, like I said, I wanted to do like a 5-year goal of having a kiln, having wheels and everything, so I can bring more to the table, you know, than just paint. I want to really teach a lot of different mediums
mm-hmm.
to everybody. I think it would be fun. And underprivileged kids. I really, really want to work with underprivileged kids.
Very good.
Well, the kids at the Northeast Center, a lot of the kids there wouldn't have access to this art for what's there. So
mm-hmm. Right.
Having her step up with these others and bring that to the kids is just amazing. I think it's just fantastic.
Well, I'm impressed. Very, very definitely. Sheree, I wish you all the best, and I hope that we get to see your some of your stuff on display places before too awfully long.
Oh, that'd for sure. Cool. Oh, I will. I will be getting it. Denny is a drill sergeant with it. He's on me. And my husband. He's been asking to get us to get down there and get our stuff out. So we'll be
She'll be showing many places soon.
Very good.
I'll get her work out
there. We look forward to it. Well, Cherie, thanks for coming. And Denny, as always, thanks for coming by.
I always love coming in and looking forward to the next one.
Awesome time. Thank you.
And we are...